We're speaking with Jen Beaumont, who's the program manager for the Heart of Michigan Girl Scout Council, which covers 34 counties in the Lower Peninsula. Jen, recently there's been a national news story from the Associated Press that was picked up by NPR and other news organizations that other Girl Scout organizations around the country are either selling off their camps or thinking about it to save money. This has led to a lot of protests and police at meetings and that sort of thing. What is happening with the Heart of Michigan Council here in Michigan?
Heart of Michigan is very committed to our camping program. Our CEO and board have really taken a look at our camps, and we've revamped some of our programming to meet the needs of the community with the changing needs within the camping community. So we are on track this summer. We're actually at an increase over last year. We're planning on serving at least 2,000 participants in our summer programs this year.
So just to be clear, the Heart of Michigan Council is not closing or selling off any of its camp facilities.
It is not selling off any of our residential camp facilities.
Are there other facilities that might be disposed of?
We do have one facility on the east side of the state that is for sale. It was an area where we had two camps in the same region, and that particular camp just didn't have the number of participants at it through programming and rentals to sustain itself.
One of the arguments that some of these other councils around the country have given for disposing of their camps is that they feel the interest in the camp experience has declined somewhat in recent years. Do you find that's true in Michigan?
I feel that kids don't know about the opportunities at camp like they used to. It was a very given in earlier generations that you went to camp. It was something you did. There are so many options for children today, and girls in particular, that weren't there 50 years ago, that it's a matter of educating girls about camp and the experiences they can have and how much fun it is. And we are experiencing a growth this year. We really have put a lot of effort into promoting and recruiting to get girls out to camp. And usually once they're out there, they enjoy it and keep coming back.
Why do you think the camp experience, whether it's Girl Scouts or some other thing, why is the camp experience important to a young person, a young woman?
Camp gives so many things to so many kids. It is a huge self-esteem builder. It's a simple thing, like a small child getting up and leading a song in front of the entire camp. I mean, that's public speaking. And for a lot of kids, it takes a lot of courage to get up and go lead a silly song in front of 200 campers. And when you're looking at it, sometimes you miss how important those small moments are. That time where they brush their hair on their own without someone telling them. Those are all small little things that happen at camp, along with the big life-changing experience of going on a trekking trip with older girls for 2 weeks and having that experience and bonding with older scouts.
I'm sure the Hearts of Michigan Council has financial challenges just like any other organization, but that aside, how do you see and how does the organization see the camp programs proceeding in the future?
We are hoping to expand our camp programming. We actually, in the last year, had a group of volunteers, board members, community members take a look at our camps and see where our gaps were, where we need to improve, what our issues were, so that we could make that leap to growing. And so we have a plan that we've started to work on that we're trying to, you know, update our facilities, bring in some of the more high adventure aspects. In fact, Camp Marywood is getting a climbing wall. It's being built right now. So we're really looking at what is needed, not only with our Girl Scouts, but also within our community. Because one of the ways that we sustain our properties is when girls aren't using them, especially like on the weekdays and stuff, we do rent it out to like community organizations to come in and do workshops or have an experience within the workplace.
Do you find that girls and their parents are demanding a, shall we say, a higher standard of facility than perhaps was true a few decades ago?
Yes, definitely the community and the girls and their parents are looking for more hard-sided type buildings.
Actually, rather than a tent.
Rather than a tent, although we do have a very fun thing this year called Bling Your Tent, where the kids get to decorate their tent. And so they're very excited about being in their tents this year. So, but we are finding that they want more updated facilities. I think the biggest thing I would say is get outdoors. Have fun. Camp is an amazing place that changes your life. It changed my life. I didn't camp until I went to Girl Scout camp, and now this is what I do for a living. So it makes a difference no matter how small or big.